Okay, here is the review of Extreme Rules, or we don't know how to do this. You have a 30-man Iron Man match between Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins, and the fans start counting down from 30. Don't know why they did that. I think the WWE screwed it up. Seth Rollins did not win the IC title thanks to them removing Drew McIntyre from the ringside area, restarting the event, the match, and then allowing Drew McIntyre to come back to the ringside area. Once you're gone from the ringside area, you don't come back when the match restarts. Then we have the new tag team champions, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. That's right, I said Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel defeated Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. Relatively speaking, do you know who Bo Dallas' brother is? I'll give you a clue. Bray Wyatt. Jeff Hardy lost the U.S. title to Nakamura last night, and then after he loses the U.S. title, he gets RKO'd by the now heel again, Randy Orton. AJ Styles defeated Rusev, so AJ is still the U.S. The world champion, at least that belt means something. You have the New Day lost to Sanity when I think Kofi was put through a table. And then, of course, you have what happened in the women's match. Asuka again loses to Carmella with help from Ellsworth. You know, why don't you just put the title on Ellsworth? Make it simple. And then in the Extreme Rules match between Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax, usually in Extreme Rules matches, you don't come down to the ringside area with your buddy. Alexa comes down with Mickey James. Nia comes down with Natalya. The only time Ronda Rousey gets up from her ringside seat is when Natalya gets knocked down. Don't you guys know how to do these Extreme Rules matches? Call Tommy Dreamer up and ask him how to do them. Call Paul Heyman up and ask him how to do them. And then, in the main event, Bobby Lashley defeated Romana Reigns. That's right. Once again, Roman couldn't get it up. Get it up, get it up, get it up to win the big one. So Roman lost last night. What does it mean? Who knows? It wasn't a number one contender match. Now Brock is supposed to be back for SummerSlam. Then we have the other match. Team Hell No against, believe it or not, the Bludgeon Brothers. If any WWE star suffers a concussion or an injury, he is not allowed to wrestle. Look over the weeks and years that they have done this. All of a sudden, Daniel Bryan's in the ring by himself and he's doing a pretty good job against Rowan and his partner. All of a sudden, Kane comes down wearing a specially designed boot because Kane injured his foot or his ankle, and they let Kane wrestle. Now, if somebody suffers a concussion, they say he's not able to wrestle. Roman Reigns was not able to wrestle all them times, but then when he came back the following week on Raw, there was not a scratch on him. Kevin Owens was thrown off the top of the cage last night by Strowman. Be careful now. If Kevin Owens sprint spot. What the hell is a sprint spot? Be careful now. Before Kevin Owens can wrestle tonight. Now remember, Kevin Owens got thrown off the top of the cage last night by Strowman. He threw him off the top of the cage. Which means, and he went to the announce table when he landed. Which means Owens shouldn't be able to wrestle tonight. But then again, Kane did have an injured leg. And they let him wrestle, didn't they? So Extreme Rules wasn't really that good. And I feel sorry for anybody who had to pay $50 to watch it.